You like that? No, I don't like his ideas. I like his pros. Talking about
what's
pros.
Is more important, the idea or the pros?
Pros.
You better say that.
Ideas come a dime a dozen.
Oh, look what that found.
Yeah. Wait a minute, make another poem?
Nobody yeah. knows who it is, I guess.
Maybe this one?
Well, so
this
on,
one?
To buy again.
And we
got
need.
We're all right. We're in great shape.
This one.
I think you had a good day, Jeff, huh?
I know. It's one of the best jazz days I've heard in years.
A wood under the wheels of the car and watch it writhe and crack as the car eased up on it and stopped and sometimes didn't at all, but just rolled on, leaving the wood flattened to the level of the rail with up-trusted cracky ends. Afternoons in hometown long ago I'd wondered what the grimy men were doing with the big boxcars and blocks of wood in their hands. And when far above the big ramps and rooftops of the great gray warehouse of eternity, I'd see the immortal canal clouds of red brick time. The drowse so heavy in the whole July city, it would hang even in the dank gloom of my father's shop, which was a printing shop, outside where they kept big roll trucks with little wheels and flat slivery platforms and junk and corners and boards. The ink dyed into the oily wood as deep as a black river, folded therein forever. Contrasts for the white puff cream clouds outdoors that you just can see, standing in the dust-moated hall door over the old 1790 Lowell Dickens red brick, floating like in an old cartoon, little bird designs floating by too. All of it, a gray, daguerreotype mystery in the whirly, spermy waters of the canal. Thus, in the same way the afternoons in Southern Pacific red brick alley in San Francisco, remembering my wonder at the slow grinding, moving squeeze of gigantic boxcars, flats and cons rolling by with that overpowering steel dust, crunching clush and clack of steel on steel, the shudder of the whole steely proposition.
I want to stop going, but I can't stop going.
también viene del pueblo, de la comunidad de Plan de Gatica, es allá en la parte alta de Ayutla de los Libres. Platícanos, por favor, platícanos con Ray, ¿qué cosas cambiaron con este primer gobierno municipal comunitario en Ayutla?
Put on their best vestments and smoked and drawled bleak in front of the old wooden church. And railroad men of the 19th century, the inconceivably ancient Southern Pacific of another era, stole 5 hats, flowers in their lapels, and had made the moves with a few cars in the Gold Town milk bottle with a great formality, archaic as shame. Crowds of watchers beat derbied in the gloom, like old waiters in the rain of time, all galleried and posed in historic ink, sorrowful as Jews, America stained. Gave the sign, kick a car with a wooden hand, I run out, the old conductor yells, you better break that him, because he's gonna go now as fast as you can get him. Okay, I run, take it easy on the jog, and wait, and here's the big car looming over me. It just switched into its track from locomotive track, where the lead, all the angling and arrowing is being done by the conductor. Throws the switch, reach the tack list, throws the switch. So up the rungs I go, and according to safety rules, which I read in the safety rule book, with one hand I hang on. The other I break, slowly. According to a joint, easing up.
With the other
I break.
Una hoy invitación de
cars,
radio
gently,
la cooperacha
boxcar,
de nomás bangs, porque yo babi histórica para el caso sa naguá de Guerrero narin bi yugue cani mota sus caneriga somos no jaume de no tianguoso entonces nare soca ni 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 y somos ni ni caso entonces yugueiro que ya va historia de negociere para el caso su como mangue en Bosnia Gua de Wahi Estados y su comajne nacional numa sugue bo kuen de na radio sugue comunicación ma nacional numa mangue
I jumped down placed a block of wood and just immediately blew it steel lift the monstrous wheel that stopped blew it.
Por igual, le agradecemos a todos los que participan y escuchan nuestros mensajes, porque es algo que en nuestra realidad estuvo muy fuerte, muy complicado, pero no es imposible pues, de resolverlas. Entonces, por eso nosotros pues, venimos a agradecerles pues, aquí a nuestros amigos. Entonces, el beneficio que nosotros conseguimos por este logro del cambio de gobierno, que es la autonomía de los pueblos originarios. La autonomía conseguimos ya ejercer por nuestra propia asamblea, que es la máxima autoridad de nuestra comunidad y del municipio. Nadie más puede decidir sin la asamblea municipal comunitario. Entonces, es así, pues, conseguimos, pues, la decisión y estamos ejerciendo por nuestra autonomía y la libre determinación. ¿Por qué? Porque ya el pueblo decide ya el destino de recursos que nos toca anualmente, porque anteriormente ni cuenta nos dábamos qué es lo que estaba llegando en el municipio. A los que les va bien, pues es un municipio que no alcanzamos nada de beneficio. Y ahora sí tenemos alcance, pues, de obras. 3 obras por administración y 1 por año. Entonces, ese es el reto que logramos. Pues, entonces, logramos los representantes de cada colonia, cada comunidad, 2 representantes y 1 coordinador por etnia. Entonces, es así, esos logros ya. Entonces, pues hay una coordinación con los coordinadores, hay una coordinación con los representantes. Sabemos directamente lo que está pasando en el municipio hacia nuestra comunidad. Entonces, esa es la información que tenemos, que logramos, pues entonces, por la autonomía de nuestro pueblo.